Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser!
Ready to beat Migs. I know Tim from Auburn is. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Tim, were you listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
Depending on the result, that's possible.
All right. Tim is ready to go, Steve.
I'm on to you, Tim.
Get out.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Tim will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Corey and Topanga were characters on which TV show?
Boy Meets World.
Yeah. What type of food is pumpernickel?
Bread.
Yes. How many dice are used in a standard game of backgammon by each player?
2.
Yes. This will defend is the motto of which branch of the military?
Pass.
What type of athlete would use a mashy niblick?
Golfer.
Yes. What is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Sicily.
Correct. How many planets in our solar system have no rings?
4 or 5.
Yes,
6.
4. What vitamin deficiency caused scurvy?
Vitamin A, B, C.
C, yes. Who had the songs Let It Be and Here Comes the Sun?
The Beatles.
Correct. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which great lake?
Lake Ontario.
Correct. This will defend is the motto of which branch of the military?
Let's see. National Guard?
No.
Pass.
You got 9 correct, Tim. Holy doodle.
Holy doodle.
Here comes the very competitive Steve.
Oh, Higgs. Man, Steve.
What happened?
Holy doodle has been said.
Wally doodle?
Holy doodle. I mean, that was my reaction to the score that Tim got, just so you're aware. Well,
where did you even learn that phrase?
I have no idea.
Okay, I don't know if it was like a children's show or something like that.
I honestly don't remember.
So I feel like anyone who's a parent now uses probably like wackadoodle a lot more than like I want to because of like, I think it's Bluey.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I got it from Bluey.
Okay, yeah, blame it on Bluey.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
Holy doodle.
Corey and Topanga were characters on
Boy Meets World.
Yes. What type of food is pumpernickel?
Bread.
Yes. How many dice are used in a standard game of backgammon by each player?
3.
No.
5.
No.
2.
Yes. This will defend is the motto of which branch of the military?
This will defend?
This will defend.
Army?
Yes. What type of athlete would use a mashy niblick?
Tennis?
No.
Golf?
Yes. What is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
What is the largest island? I don't know. Costa Rica.
No. God, what is happening?
Greece?
No.
Hawaii?
No. How many planets in our solar system have no rings?
Oh, man. That would be 3.
No.
4.
Yes. What vitamin deficiency caused scurvy?
Vitamin R?
No.
Vitamin B.
No.
Vitamin D.
No. Who had the songs Let It Be and Here Comes the Sun?
That would be the Beatles.
It would be. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which Great Lake?
Lake Ontario.
Yes.
Whoa.
Steve, you did pretty good. You got 8 correct. But that's a loss. 9-8. Congratulations, Tim.
Oh, finally, I'm 1-1-1 this year.
Oh, holy doodle.
Steve, the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea is Sicily.
Oh, man. My Sicilian family.
Our friend Paula is going to be very disappointed.
My entire family, who are all Sicilian, are going to be very, very upset with me.
The vitamin deficiency that caused scurvy. I know you said vitamin R, but no, it's the C.
Oh, that was...
Congratulations on losing, loser.
Hey, shut up.
Do you currently or have you ever worked at a pot shop? If so, we need you to call 206-803-ROCK because we have a super simple question to ask you. If you've ever worked at a pot shop, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Stained. You are excused, Steve.
With my mic on?
We're about to... We're about to start talking about Thanksgiving. And look, you're prematurely burping.
I am.
I love it so much.
Getting ready for the big day.
The big day is tomorrow, which means that today is also a very special holiday, apparently. It's Green Wednesday. So what does that mean? This is a news report explaining what Green Wednesday is.
And while many are heading out to the store for last-minute Thanksgiving ingredients, others are packing the dispensary for Green Wednesday. Today is the second busiest day of the year for them, next to 420. Customers are coming in to purchase marijuana for a number of reasons, such as using it to make difficult conversations with family easier.
Okay.
Others plan to add it to their food.
Interesting.
Oh, get the whole fam stoned?
I wish I could go back in time when I was like a teenager. I wish I had access to the marijuana. It would have made Thanksgiving a lot less stressful.
Oh my gosh. Well, this leads us to our simple question. So we asked for people that have ever worked at a pot shop to call in, and boy, did they.
Yes.
Our simple question. We're going to start with Jacob from Kirkland. Tell us about Green Wednesday. Is it really a thing?
I didn't know what you guys meant at first, but there's sales, but I've never heard it called Green Wednesday.
Oh, that's so funny. So it's just like it's like Taryn in the mainstream media trying to create this new name for things.
Right. It is one of the busiest seasons of the year at the pot shop, though.
So here's my question. So I get the whole get stoned, tolerate family part of it all. But have you heard of people using weed to like, is there like turkey, weed infused turkey? Or like have people use it to make like, you know, like marijuana themed food?
No, but there should be.
True story. Tony, you're in Bremerton. Our simple question. Tell us about Green Wednesday. Is this really a thing? Have you heard of it?
I'm with the first guy. I work at a farm. I actually never worked at a pot shop, but I go there all the time for like deliveries and also as well. I work at a farm, but like every Friday we get a bag full of weed. So I thought that's what he meant too. But nah, I immediately like every holiday I immediately swarm the pot shops because that's like the best deals anyway. Christmas too. Christmas is like one of my favorite times.
Oh, so it's not a white Christmas, it's a green Christmas, apparently.
Exactly.
That is so funny. So what, the news are calling it this? You brought it up saying, hey, I heard about this thing called Green Wednesday, but the pot shops aren't banking on it and using it like in their advertising.
Well, we've only talked to a couple of our pot shop workers. Let's see what Rob from Gig Harbor has to say about the simple question. Rob, Green Wednesday, is it a thing?
It is not a thing, guys. I ran a pot shop in L.A. for about 5 years. And let me tell you, we'd make up anything just to drive up sales. But our shop was called Green Cross LAX.
That's so funny. So you haven't heard the term Green Wednesday either?
No, actually, when we would get some product in and it didn't have a name, one time I named some weed after a rock band I was managing called DC4. So we sold it as weed as DC4.
That's a good way to market the band.
For sure. Jordan, you're in Sumner this morning. Have you heard of Green Wednesday? Is this a thing or not?
I don't think it is. I agree with the rest of the fellas here because we, I ran 4 years in the industry, managed a shop for about a year or two, and I've never heard of that. But, you know, after hearing the news article, it kind of makes sense. Like everybody, fellow weed enjoyers, you know, just want to get stoned before Thanksgiving dinner.
Did you notice an uptick in customers on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving, or is this just like the news making up some stuff?
I mean, you can kind of see some statistics there, but it wasn't ever known as Green Wednesday, you know?
All right, we also have Dylan from Bellingham. Dylan, you work at a pot shop. Tell us if you know anything about Green Wednesday, whether or not this is really a thing.
This is not a thing. I think they're just making it up to make more sales or to get more people in there talking about it like that. And what from the previous caller, we have done a medicated Thanksgiving, me and my family at one point, and we had to label all the food because there was one person in the house that didn't smoke. So everything literally was made with weed butter. It had it in everything. And even when I worked at the pot shop, we studied some of it on which ones would give you the munchies more.
That is so funny.
Thanksgiving, something that would get you really hungry before you get ready to eat.
Next thing you know, Grandma didn't know she's having some weed-infused turkey and now wants to listen to Bob Marley during Thanksgiving.
Do you have any family members that participate in like a cousin walk or anything like that? Which I learned that term. I mean, safety meeting, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You guys don't have anybody in the family that does that?
Not that I know of. And if they are, they need to let me know.
They're not inviting you?
No, I don't think anyone in my wife's side of the family. My side of the family, it wasn't so much about the weed. It was just everyone was sneaking shots.
Oh, what were the shots of?
It was Johnny Walker.
Nice.
Yeah, so every once in a while you'd hear someone talk about, hey, you want to go see Johnny? And from when I was a kid, I was like, who the F is Johnny? And why isn't he showing up to our house?
Steve Miggs, we have a call from another pot shop worker named Derek in Tacoma. Derek, we're going to ask you the simple question. So far, no one has heard of Green Wednesday. Is it a thing, Derek?
I believe it is a thing. I've heard it. I work for a company that delivers cannabis all throughout the state, and sales definitely go up, and deliveries definitely go up Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And all the bud tenders that I've talked to have all said, you know, there is an influx on Wednesday of people coming in and on Thursday morning because they want their product before they get that food in their bellies.
That was going to be my question, Derek, was whether or not there are Thanksgiving hours for some of these pot shops, if they're closed on the holiday or if they're open for a little bit.
Absolutely. I just made my first delivery of the day up here in a Gold Bar. And their store hours said 8 to 4. So they are definitely adjusting their hours so their employees can enjoy the holiday as well. But they are open and they are adjusted.
All right. So
thanks,
next,
Derek.
We now need to get a bunch of plumbers to call in and see if they've ever heard of the term Brown Friday.
No, Steve.
No,
it's
don't.
A thing, guys. I saw it on the news. No?
It's a thing at your house.
Every day. Never mind.
The Daily Mix.
Yes, tomorrow is, spoiler alert, Thanksgiving.
The day before Brown Friday.
People on the internet are already complaining about the holiday, and it has not even officially begun. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DeAnna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, or as Danny calls it, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So we went on social media and ended up coming across a thread of people complaining about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. So let's go straight to the comments.
Wow. Danny's very thankful to have us two idiots to work with.
Very.
Am I?
I know. Actually, I don't think you are.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Well, we have... It's like that scene from Howard Stern's Private Parts where they say, WNBC, Thanksgiving. All right, we found a bunch of comments, just random people just spouting out about Thanksgiving. And we figured who better to read it than a man who's known for Thanksgiving, wrote a song about it, in fact.
Adam Sandler?
You know it. Oh, yeah. We've got robot Adam Sandler reading some of these comments. Are you ready for the first one?
Of course.
Why do we eat at 2 p.m.? That's not dinner. That's just bullshit.
Wow.
I don't disagree.
What time are you eating tomorrow?
It's probably around 3-ish.
That's what we're 3.
And it's such a weird thing because like you don't want to really eat a lot beforehand, but then you eat at 3. Come like 8 o'clock, I kind of want to keep... I know I ate a lot, but I still want to eat more.
That's the point. You eat early so that way you can have a second dinner later.
So we're having two dinners. We're skipping lunch. We're having breakfast,
dinner. Well, usually I don't even do breakfast on Thanksgiving.
This fast until Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't really do breakfast any day, Taryn. But then also, like, yeah, it's like... We have like little deviled eggs and we have a little veggie tray that you kind of like snack on around noon. And then when your 3 o'clock comes, it's like, yeah, it's time.
I'm a little concerned about your diet. Now I'm starting to wonder maybe Brown Friday's visiting you.
Okay.
Deviled eggs first thing in the morning.
Oh, yes.
I love a deviled egg.
I don't hate a deviled egg, but that's not the first thing I want to eat.
When do you eat eggs, Steve?
And around 7 p.m.
Last year, my aunt asked when I'm getting married before I even took my coat off. New record.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Families and their opinions and thoughts.
Dude, you have a very vocal family.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Were they laying into on you like about anything like with Brad or anything along those lines?
Always. And now so my stepdaughter's coming tomorrow with her boyfriend, and I've already had to like pre-warn her. Like, you know how my mom is. She's going to pepper your boyfriend with 10 million questions.
You know what would be funny? Plot twist, you're the one who then peppers it. Like, you warned her, and then you're the one who does it.
Steve, I'm trying to break the generational cycle, okay?
Wait till next year.
At my house with my family, we don't need a kid's table and an adult's table. We need a table for people who hate everyone.
It's called the couch.
I want to be at that table.
It's like my household when I was growing up.
Oh, no.
It's like how soon until people start yelling at each other. It's usually my dad. He'll say something.
So fun.
Hashtag Thanksgiving. I sure as hell can't wait to hear everyone's political opinions I absolutely did not ask for.
I always look forward to those.
No, I do not. I do not at all.
I like a good old-fashioned argument about stupid stuff. I think it was last year at my wife's family. It was a very heated debate on who's a better basketball player, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Mm. And I tried to get in it, and I learned rather quickly I do not have the necessary data to back my argument. Because some of the people in her family know a lot about basketball, and they were coming in strong with a lot of good points. I think I changed my opinion like 4 times.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was very heated, though. I enjoyed it because it doesn't impact me.
Do you have any poor souls at your Thanksgiving celebration that are like Danny and I and don't like the candy DMs?
No, everybody likes good food.
Okay.
Yeah.
My aunt tried deep frying a turkey and almost deep fried the garage.
I love those videos. Like the deep fried turkey fails on social media. Never gets old.
Have you ever had deep fried turkey, A, ever, and
yes.
B, for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You have.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But it is a process. So, just be warned. Have your levels right.
I had it at a tailgate party one time, a Seahawks tailgate party, and my mind was blown by how good it was.
Yeah.
But I've never had it for Thanksgiving.
I've never had it, period.
Ever?
No, I don't think anyone's ever made a deep fried turkey around me. I should go find one this year.
Just don't find a frozen one.
No. That is my favorite. Like, I like the fails, but I also like the fire departments who do it, like, in a, like, controlled area to show, like, don't
what
do
not
this.
To do?
Like,
you want to see a turkey explode?
Yeah.
My sister's gluten-free, my brother's keto, my cousin's vegan. I just want to eat meat. Fucking weirdos.
Yeah, yeah, I know that feeling.
I mean, that is tough when you have, like, so many dietary, you know, constraints, I guess. That does make things a little bit tricky, but, I mean, I'm equal opportunity. I'll eat everything.
Oh, hell yeah. There's so much, too much good stuff out there.
My grandma asked if I've gained weight while handing me a plate big enough to feed an entire frat house.
Yeah, I'm staying away from the scale for like the next couple of days.
My grandma one time pinched my cousin's cheek and was like, oh, look at these chunky cheeks or something like that. I'm like,
okay, if you're not 5 years old.
It's always the grandma.
How old was the...
Probably in her 20s.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Look at these chubby cheeks.
I think if you're 8 or younger, that's okay.
Oh, my God.
After that, you can't do that to somebody.
Thanksgiving is just a warm-up for the real stress Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you think Christmas is more stressful?
Oh, yeah, more family.
Yeah.
Like, we would do these Christmas gatherings when I was growing up. It was about 30 of us. It was Christmas Eve and then Christmas. And it was always fun because drama would start on Christmas Eve and it would get resolved on Christmas.
I like that. It was front row seat to that.
Yeah, so what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think... You know, now that we all have, like, our little families and stuff, we kind of split some things apart a little bit, so Christmas isn't as crazy as it used to be growing up. But growing up, there were 17 cousins. 17 cousins. It was chaos.
All right, one more comment?
Yeah.
To get us all fired up for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I'd love Thanksgiving if it didn't involve 6 hours of cooking, 12 minutes of eating, and 47 hours of dishes.
Well, that doesn't apply to me. I just enjoyed the 12 minutes of eating. I don't do the rest of it.
But The life hack is if you volunteer to do the dishes, then everybody leaves you alone and you get some private time. It's fantastic.
Not if your kitchen is kind of like in the middle of everything else. Like if you have like a kitchen that's kind of like in the middle of the living room as well.
Then you're right in all the action.
You're still there.
That is a tip though. If your kitchen is removed, offer to do the dishes and no one will talk to you.
Just disappear, go to the bathroom and don't come back until everyone's gone.
Brown Friday, right?
You know it.
The Daily Mix Show.
The donations to Coats for Kids are rolling in this morning, Steve Miggs. And I know we said we would love to hit 10 grand by the end of the day today. We are over $8,000.
We are. We're not anywhere close to 9,000. So, Rockaholics, please step up. But thanks to people like Adam Buechler, who donated $300. We just got an anonymous donation for $50. And then Heath Jones donated 50 bucks. Pretty damn awesome. Thank you, Rockaholics.
$25 equals one brand new winter jacket for a local child in need, and you can make a difference at KISW.com. We know that so many of you are just starting your morning, you're sipping down some coffee, and you're probably looking at your phone, seeing what all's going on in the world of pop culture. So we've broken it all down for you, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
Oh, jeez. Trending. On the Daily Mix Show. Let's go!
I remember when this story first broke, two strangers in Arizona are now spending their 10th Thanksgiving together. 68-year-old Wanda Dench.
Wait, how was that 10 years ago?
I know, right? Wanda thought she was texting her grandson back in 2016, but she was texting a random guy named Jamal Hinton, who at the time was 17 years old. Green Giant jumped in to sponsor their Thanksgiving this year, and this is Wanda and Jamal talking about their 10 years of Thanksgivings together.
I was sending a text to my grandsons, inviting them for Thanksgiving, and I didn't know at the time that one of my grandsons had changed his phone number.
It's like having a mentor, in a way. A mentor, best friend, a grandma, like all in one bucket. I call, Wanda picks up. So I just hope that we are there as long as we can be for each other, having each other's back through the path of life.
I feel like at some point that's going to be turned into a movie, a Disney film. Yeah. It's such a cool story. And it's crazy that it's been going on 10 years. At some point, he's going to be a grandpa.
Oh.
And still, hopefully she lives for a very long time so they can keep doing this for a while.
Absolutely.
That's so nuts. 10 years?
I know.
All right, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. For some, I don't know, I think you said you kind of watch it, but it's kind of on in the background. But for some, like my wife and my daughter, the big deal is it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Like, my daughter is so fired up about this. Danny, do you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No, not anymore. I used to. I would wake up all excited about it, and then I would turn it off about 5 minutes in.
I can't believe it, though. You should be excited. This year, the big float, the big debut is the LaBooBoo.
I mean, okay, I'll record it.
Okay, just fast forward until you see it. Also, we're going to have Buzz Lightyear this year. That's going to be cool. Super Mario. Shrek's Onion Carriage, whatever the hell that is.
Oh, Because ogres have layers, like an onion. So his carriage is an onion, Steve. You should watch the movie, really.
Well, maybe I'll watch it instead of watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It all starts at 8:30 and every time, so they replay it again at 2 p.m. as well. Al Roker, Hoda, Savannah Guthrie, they're all going to be back to host it. But I think the thing I'm most excited about, and I don't even watch Stranger Things, but it's going to mark an appearance of this band.
You're as cold as ice.
That's right. Foreigner is going to be performing or lip syncing. I'm not sure, but who cares? Foreigner is going to be at the Macy's Day Parade. That's going to be a blast to watch.
How many original members are in Foreigner?
I don't think a single one of them. I don't know.
It's also funny that you mentioned the lip syncing thing, because every time I'd watch it, I would be like, how do they sound so good?
So I don't think there's a single person that even attempts to sing. No. At that, because it's so cold and they're moving.
Oh my gosh.
There's so much stuff going on. But they're doing that also to get people hyped up about Stranger Things, which hits Netflix tonight. Yes. At 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm so excited. There's a couple from Minnesota that got engaged after meeting in the hospital back when they were teenagers, when they both woke up from their respective comas.
What?
Isabel Richard and Zach Zarembinski, their moms kept in touch all those years, and then they ended up getting together for dinner a while back. Zach and Isabel ended up exchanging phone numbers, and now they've been dating for about a year. So then he surprised her by proposing at the hospital where they met, and this is the couple talking about meeting and then the actual proposal.
What we have in common is TBI. It's a traumatic brain injury.
I remember she was laying there. She had shards of glass still in her hair, and she was unconscious.
I just was like praying.
Said a couple kind words to Isabel, and that was it for 6 years. This is an honor to be here. He has redeemed our stories. I just want to have a question for you. Will you marry me?
Yes.
I love you so much.
Me too.
Coming soon to the Hallmark Channel.
Right?
Coma couple.
Oh, God.
Or Adam Sandler could do another, like, 50 First Dates type of a movie based on this. That's insane.
Yeah, we got to workshop that title, though.
What, Coma Couple? what else would we go with?
Maybe something a little more romantic.
Coma Bona? Oh, no.
That's a different couple. Thing, Steve.
No?
Yeah.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs at his own game? You're almost unstoppable, Steve. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play the game called Beat Migs at 8:50.
I've watched Coma Couple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.